When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The hush of smoke from the chimney tops. Silent messages of home disperse into star-picked stillness of everything. O quiet engine of the fireplace, glow deep into the hearthside pint. Amber, gold, tar black specimens of peace flicker on the tabletop. Hush of smoke, hush of fire, hush of the right hand reaching. In the moon underwater. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage John Robbins and Robin Allender. Hello to thee, hello. Ahoy there, me hearties. Oh, what a very special dream this is, Robin.
It's a dream come true.
I heard your dream earlier. I heard you upstairs in the million-pillowed room.
Yeah, I forgot to put it on mute.
Ah, yes. The old muted dream. Mm. I have to say, considering you're in the million-pillowed nether stairs, it was quite a sort of traumatic experience for me.
Oh, really? Go on. What did you hear?
It was very angular.
It sounded angular.
Yeah, you shouted mother very loud a number of times.
Yeah.
And then I think it's that damn red fox again, you said. So what's all that about then?
Oh, God. Mother's a big red fox. I've been trying to get her back into her den.
Yeah. And that's the same dream every night, is it?
Yeah. Always the same.
But how was it when he came down? What did you do? You fix yourself up snack or something?
I had a macaron.
Mm. Sent those ones sent by the French president.
Yes.
Yeah. Macron's macarons.
Mm.
Yeah. He's a nice guy, isn't he?
Yeah, he's all right.
He was in here a couple of weeks ago.
In where?
The moon underwater.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
Guffing away at the bar. It's apparently it's the peanuts.
Is it?
Yeah, don't agree with them at all. Or as they
famously.
Or as they say in France, what's the French for peanuts?
Pinot.
Pinot. Mm. Le pinoir. Anyway, nice you're finally downstairs.
Yeah, thanks.
It's the old. Where is that out there again?
It's the old ancient oak.
Ah, yes, that's right. The ancient oak has bifurcated itself.
Oh, God, not again.
To let in the moon set.
Yes.
A beautiful moon set with its many colours.
Mm.
Can you name four of them?
Magenta.
Magenta, yes, tick.
Cerulean.
Cerulean, yes. Cerulean McKellen.
What is cerulean? What's cerulean?
Oh, what is cerulean? I don't think anyone actually knows.
No.
It's certainly beyond human sight.
Yeah. Violet as well.
Violet, yes.
Violet hour. And pink.
Pink, yes. So violet, pink.
It's a bit like a printer.
the four colours.
Yeah.
Cyan.
A printer with violet, pink, cerulean. And what was the first one again? Magenta.
Magenta, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know. I can't print many colours with a moon set, is the problem. Yeah. The old Hewlett-Packard moon set.
Yeah, that's a lovely. God, I sometimes wonder why we don't have more listeners with intros like this.
Yeah. They're a very select gang.
Yeah, they are. We found our niche.
We found our niche, and every single one of them is here.
Yeah.
It's not often you get a podcast with every single listener in the same room.
It's wonderful. Thank you so much for coming.
Yes, the Moon Underwater is very busy tonight, full of a lot of regulars, some irregulars, I dare say. The odd captain with his musket, pipe, and drum, no less. there's a trio of milkmaids.
Yeah. A milking.
Yes. A couple of harpoonists in the room.
Yeah. Harpies.
A couple of harpies, a couple of harpsichords, and a harpist.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway, Robin, you'll never guess what I've found out the back.
Oh, no, not again.
What? Yeah. Well, guess.
A guess. Oh, was it the Viper of Psalms?
You're not a million miles away.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the slow worm.
Oh, right, yeah.
Sorry, the slow gin worm.
Oh, that's good.
Yes, and you know how in... Mexico, I believe it's pronounced.
Yeah.
They always have a little worm in the bottle of the tequila.
Can do, yeah.
Well, we have a big slow worm in the bottom of our slow gin vats out the back, and his wife's left him. He was an absolute mess.
That's why he's back in the bottle.
That's why he's back in the bottle. Yeah. No, but. Real shame. Mm. And I think that batch of slow gins, I don't think is any good. Because we've tried various infusions over the years, some with some success. The walnut slow gin was nice.
Yeah.
And the
So if you infuse a gin and you've recently gone through a divorce.
Oh, it was just tears.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be so weak.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure. I'll look into the legality of it, whether even we're allowed to market it as slow gin anymore, or just whether it's slow gin worm tears with slow accessories. So, a bit of a stretch. Not a nice start to the day.
No. Really. It's lovely to be here.
Oh, it's lovely to be here in the Moon Underwater. And we've got the grandstand out for everyone to sit in.
Yeah.
So it's sort of like an arena.
Yes.
Arena, but it's not. It's about 400-seater. not quite at the arena stage yet, but it's sort of like a mini arena.
Yeah.
Just without the sort of real electric atmosphere or the ticket money. But anyway, speaking of arenas and ticket money, it's probably about time we got our guest in.
Could be.
Because I did actually catch him in the town square earlier.
Mm.
Do you know what he was doing?
Go on.
Signing autographs.
Really?
Yeah. Signing autographs in, I've never seen it done before in the correct realm. A lot big fan base over here.
Yeah. Big autograph as well, massive.
Enormous autograph, yeah, exactly.
They're like those big charity checks.
Yes. And it was quite difficult because people would realise that you can only fold paper seven times.
Mm.
And that they couldn't actually get the charity checks sized autographs small enough to fit a bit in their bags.
Yeah. It kind of he aims to get it. You should be able to fit it in that laptop pouch in your backpack.
You should be able to, but you can't.
No.
I told them to try rolling it,
yeah,
but they wouldn't be told.
No.
So
let me roll it.
What's that music?
It's a wing. Wings. It's a wing song.
Is it a wing song? Yeah. Is it really?
Yeah.
I don't know any wing songs.
Oh, they're good.
Really?
Underrated.
Yeah. Right. Let us, if he can see past his own pen, let us get our guest in this evening, because it's a very special one. We've been trying to get him to the correct realm for a very, very long time. Mm. But he lives in a sort of a between realm.
Yeah.
Called Wales, which is sort of a nice realm. It's very green.
Yeah.
Sort of very proud people.
He lives in Crystal Palace, doesn't he?
Oh, that's a good point, actually. Yeah, does live in Crystal Palace, actually. Mm. But anyway, he pops back every now and then.
Sorry, should I not have said that?
Don't give out his postcode.
Okay, sure.
It's one that starts SE. Yeah. Then the age at which you can legally drink. Yeah. Then it's the first number in my mother's maiden name. And then it's your PIN.
Oh yeah, God. Yeah. Yeah. 2433 is the PIN for me. That's it. That's how I remember.
Yeah. 1975 was a good time to stay alive.
Yeah,
that's how I remember mine.
Is it?
Yeah. But that's. It's good. I like jokes.
Yeah.
I like jokes that are based on a lie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, oh, well, if you couldn't see his face through the bottle green window, Robin.
Ooh, what a lovely colour for his visage.
Oh, he looks like he's trapped in a bottle of wine. He looks like he's trapped in Chateau Neuf de prison.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah. Well, let's get him out of his terror, because he looks absolutely...
His terroir.
Mm. He looks absolutely horrified.
He does.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome into the Moon Underwater the wonderful Mr. Ellis James!
Hello!
Oh, well... Well, well, dear, we can tell this means a lot to you to finally be here because you've worn your special jumper.
Yeah. Mm.
That's your good jumper.
It's my good jumper.
That's
I've got
good...
two of them.
I
I've
know.
Got a bad version and a good version. Yeah. And I've worn the good version of my good jumper.
That is a good jumper, Robin.
I like it. Yeah, it's very smooth.
It is smooth. Thanks for the confusing intro, by the way. Love that.
Nothing confusing about it at all whatsoever. Got you a bit of old paper. He's never without his bit of old paper. Yeah. That's been in the old bag for a...
There you go.
Your bit of old paper.
Yeah, it's just I'm keeping it real, John.
Yeah.
With a sort of slightly torn old envelope from a greetings card.
Yeah. I actually find that quite moving.
Mm. Yeah.
So how was your trip through the realms? Through the rift in the... Because I know you're a fan of the fantasy genre.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, worth exploring it. How was your trip through the realms, please?
I love it, and I saw a yeoman. is that what you want? There was a yeoman there. And I raised my hand, and he raised his cap.
Yeah.
Well, yo and.
Yeah.
Well,
there was a yeoman there.
But which one? Narrow it down.
He was called Andy.
Yeah. Andy. The head yeoman.
Andy the yeoman.
Andy the head yeoman.
He was drinking something from a goblet.
Yep.
And I said, oh, that's great, because we're in the correct realm. That's ideal.
Yeah.
He's drinking from a goblet, and now he's amortal. He's not immortal, so he's
amortal.
Yeah. So he could live forever unless it's a really bad accident.
Mm. Like a lobster.
Mm. Or Highlander.
Or Highlander.
Yeah. That is a really bad accident.
Yeah. But it was
your head cut off.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
And we had that chat, and I was really comfortable.
Good. Which of the winged beasts actually took you for the final final fathom?
Welcome to my world.
Yeah. there was just one with huge talons. I congratulated it on the talons.
That could have been Siegfried.
Oh, my fucking God.
He'll be, but he'll be pleased.
Waste of time.
It's just a waste of time. Every minute of my day is accounted for. I cannot talk about this stuff.
Your day's not accounted for anymore.
No, well, now I'm doing other stuff because I'm trying to have Easter and some holidays off.
All right, Jesus Christ. Ride into Crystal Palace on an ass. No, but the reason he'll be Siegfried will be pleased that you noted the talons is because he won Britain's Got Talons.
Very, very good. Very nice.
Very good.
Anyway.
Do you have an aversion to fantasy?
Yeah, massively.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's a waste of fucking life.
Ironic given the name of the program that's paying the bills. So
that's rooted in reality fantasy. That's different to a winged beast called Siegfried.
Phoenix from the Flames. Could be Siegfried from the Flames.
Yeah.
We could do a mashup episode.
Would
Sky go for that?
where do the footballers come into this? Can you imagine discussing a sort of correct realm with Troy Deeney?
Yeah, it doesn't sound like Deeney's vibe.
No. I don't think so.
I think Graham Lasso would be up for it.
Yeah.
Possibly. Sort of a fantasy.
I think he'd have the mental elasticity to engage in a bit of improv, if that's not too much to ask.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah.
Where do you think Lasso would stand on the old yeoman and winged beasts?
Well, has Lasso gone kind of conspiracy theory?
No, God, no.
That's
Matt Letizia.
Oh, right, sorry. Sorry. Yeah.
Sort of French names, sorry about that. English players, same era.
Who would actually probably be quite good value in The Moon Underwater.
If Matt Letizia.
Yeah,
that's another kind of fantasy, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's maybe not funny, but...
No, but what I mean is, I bet he likes a pint.
Yeah.
If you could keep him away from sort of all of the other thoughts he has.
But I think the great thing with the pub is that you can have a drink with someone you disagree with, but because it's in person, it doesn't descend into the toxicity of social media.
Mm.
So, for instance, I've had a drink with people I don't
with a lot of far right leaders.
He's not far right readers. He's an ex Southampton midfielder who was underused by England, who believes that COVID is a hoax. That's slightly. But I have discussed. For instance, this is always Bob Mills's point. Bob Mills always says that in the 80s he used to drink with comedians who were on the left, and it would be fine. Whereas now on Twitter, that becomes obviously you go from naught to calling someone the C word in about sort of 180 characters.
Mm. Mm.
This isn't the moral maze. it's a light-hearted show about pubs.
I know.
Where we invent a sort of alternate reality.
All right then. Okay, Matt Letizia can fly. and he loves Carlsberg and he flies to the bar.
It sounds lovely.
Well, Ellis, it's a treat to have you here because you do carry with you a great deal of knowledge of what I'm gonna broadly title The Pub and the Welsh and the Pub.
Yes.
Discuss.
Well, you've read my PhD.
Yes. Discuss, please, The Pub and the Welsh and the Welsh and the Pub, because we first met in a Welsh pub.
Yes, a very rough pub that's no longer there, I don't think.
It didn't strike me as rough at the time.
Well, it had those ultraviolet lights to prevent a drug use in the toilet.
I thought that was for Atmos.
No, it was in quite a rough bit of Cardiff, so it wasn't the nicest pub in... Do you remember, there was that open micer from Aylesbury, and he used to do sort of low rent surrealism.
Oh, did he just once do a gig was listing different kinds of cheese?
That sounds like his vibe.
Yeah.
He would talk
it's
about
very good.
You're like, oh, imagine if a shaved duck or, you know, with a screwdriver.
It was that kind of stuff. Yeah. And then he used the C word, and the barman shouted at him. He said, "Listen, why don't you say, see you next Tuesday? The joke works just as well, because it's not funny either way." I thought, what a slam. What a slam. We did meet in a Welsh pub. Yeah, yeah.
Which pub was this?
It was the Yellow Kangaroo.
Right, yeah.
I can't imagine. It wouldn't have always been called that, surely. Because that's quite a modern sort of zingy name.
I don't think... it can't have been called that. I think it was probably quite... a traditional end of terrace pub in sort of a part of Cardiff that's got lots of old sort of 19th century terraced houses. So I assume it was probably called the Royal Oak or something, probably.
It's strange, though, that they would change the name to something sort of slightly more...
crap.
Well, sort of something slightly more perhaps student orientated, but keep everything else exactly the same, so you sort of end up pleasing no one.
Yes.
Yeah. But tell us about... the pub and the Welsh and the pub. What does the pub mean to the Welsh? What do the Welsh mean to the pub?
We like a drink. I grew up in a town called Carmarthen, and... Yes. who said that? Are you from Carmarthen? Pembrokeshire. Mm. Which part of Pembrokeshire, out of interest? Near Narberth. That's good enough. I was told when I was a kid growing up that Carmarthen had more pubs per head of population than anywhere else in Wales, but I've also heard that about Aberystwyth and Llanelli and Rhyadr. Yeah. But there were pubs everywhere, and they weren't... Carmarthen's Wales's oldest town, so they weren't like the kind of beamed pubs you'd get in York or Oxford. They tended to be quite unpretentious Victorian pubs. So I texted a few of my friends who I used to go out with when I was in sixth form, and we had a circuit that was always the same. So we would start off in the Spread Eagle, which is my pub of the mind. If I could go back to anywhere, it would be the Spread, which is closed down, unfortunately.
Oh no, when did it close down?
It closed down quite recently. They refurbed it in the mid-2000s, where they bought the chip shop next door. So the Spread, the building is from like the 17th century. So, but it had been a pub from the Victorian era, and it hadn't really changed very much. And it was tiny, it was very porky. But there was a chip shop next door, so the owner bought the chip shop and knocked it through, and then it became a sort of brasserie bar nightclub all in one.
Yeah.
And not very nice. A lot of sort of chrome and olives. Mm. Whereas before, when I was drinking there was sawdust on the floor to mop up vomit, which I loved. So there was that kind of... So then we'd go from the Spread, and then we'd go to the wine bar, which didn't sell any wine. because I've only just worked this out. We were following happy hours. So the Spread had a happy hour like 7 till 8, and the wine bar was 8 till 9. Then we go to the Boar's Head, which is the oldest pub in Carmarthen, where Dylan Thomas once had an all-dayer, fell over, broke his arm, didn't realise because he was drunk, then went and watched a film at the Lyric Theatre. And about halfway through the film, realised that his arm was pointing in the wrong direction and walked to the hospital. But yeah, then we go to the Boar's Head, which has been there since the sort of 1600s, I think. Mm. And then we go to a place called the Jolly Tar, which was horrible, but sold triples for 50 pence. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
50p. 50p. And then we'd be there till midnight. Then we go to a nightclub called the Waterside.
Wow.
Which was just had a lot of our grew in it.
Because I went out in Carmarthen a few years ago, because my mum's from Carmarthen.
Yeah.
We went there, it was my grandma's funeral, sadly. But we went out the night before the funeral. you know. And I found your texts. Oh, my landlady's just texted me. Should I read that? No. let's search my messages for Clenechli. I can't pronounce it. Is it two L's? Two L's.
Yes, double L-A-N-E-double-L-I.
L-A-N-E-double-L, yeah. You said the plume has the match ball from when Clenechley beat New Zealand in 1972.
Yes, yeah. The plume, I was told when I was a kid, was the smallest pub in Wales. But there is a pub in Carnarvon that is smaller, but it's basically someone's living room with like a sort of draft Carlsberg in it, so I don't think it counts. That's not a real pub. The plume, I once fell down the stairs in the plume.
Yeah.
And because it was wet, and I fell down all the way down the stairs, and I had to go into a cubicle to check my coccyx using a very primitive camera phone. I sliced my bum open at the beginning of the night. I thought, do I stay out if I've sliced my bum open? And after a sort of minute of taking photos of my bum to see the damage on my friend's camera phone, because I didn't have one,
there was
a knock on the door, and it was the landlord. And he went, listen, Wales is wet. It rains in Wales. Rain is wet. Stairs become wet. People fall down wet stairs. You can't sue me, all right?
Wait.
And that's fine. I'm not trying to sue you. I'm not interested. I'm just trying to assess my damage.
This was your friend's camera phone.
I was deleting your photos. I'm an absolute beast.
You said the Boar's Head is Carmarthen's oldest pub. I go to the Tanerdy every boxing.
Tanerdy Lodge.
Tanerdy, yeah. And he said, I haven't been to the Stag for years. I must admit, I think it's okay. Slightly older clientele. You won't find any MDMA in there.
Sorry.
I don't know why you said that. We're going to a funeral tomorrow.
Sorry. Sorry, what an odd thing to say.
It's the wild card choice sorted. Yeah.
Oh, and you recommended the Queen's, but the Queen's is shut.
Queen's is closed down. Yes. Queen's was an old coaching inn that's been there. The building's still there, but that's closed down. Mm. That was directly opposite the spread, but no happy hour, so I never went in there.
Okay.
Question. Do many Welsh pubs have Welsh language names?
Fewer than you'd think, actually.
Really?
So there was the Ceffyl D, the Black Horse, which was opposite Llangrannog Chip Shop, which... is now closed. God, this is bleak. It's all very bleak. The Llangrannog was probably, in my opinion, Wales's best chip shop. Mm. And I worked in a pub in Cardiff once, and a bloke said that to me. And I said, yeah, I agree. I think it's fantastic. He went, it's so good. I once walked from Cardiff to buy chips from there, a distance of 64 miles. I said, how long did it take you? He went, fucking weeks, mate. he can't have had much on. I mean, they were nice. They were nice chips. Yeah. But no. I wouldn't walk for weeks to... Like, I wouldn't have walked there from my house, I don't think. 64. Yeah. Imagine turning up there and it had closed.
And you, when you were a teenager, you were organising lots of sort of music away days.
Yeah, yeah.
When you were seeing like the Gorkies and that, were they in pubs around, or were they at sort of purpose-built music venues?
By that stage, they were playing in music venues, usually. I ever so slightly missed the sort of pub-era Gorkies, because I looked tremendously young for my age. So Carmarthen was a real underage drinking town. I don't think it is as much anymore. There was a place...
There's no pubs left.
No. Well, there was a place called Granby's, and which is now it's now like a craft beer place, and upstairs is a record shop. But when I was a teenager, they would serve literally anyone. I mean, like anyone. But they would draw the line at me. And I talked to a friend of mine her father was a copper, and he said, yeah, we all know that everyone's underage in Granby's, but we'd prefer that they're in a place sort of like with like door staff rather than, you know, drinking cider in the park and spewing up.
I mean, I don't think places should serve underage, but it's not a bad ethos.
No, exactly.
So what, not to preempt any of your choices, but what sort of thing were you drinking at this age?
Then, Foster's, which was £1.80. Mm. What? Why are you saying, it was 1998. So Foster's was £1.80. And if you paid more than £2 a pint, it was an abomination. So you could easily have a brilliant night out for £25. Because also happy hours, they were all £1 a pint. So you could have 7 pints for £7.
Yeah. Mm.
And then have chips, whatever, and a taxi, and get into the nightclub that was £2 to get into. And, you know, etc. So it was it was Foster's. And then when I was a student, I moved on to, like, John Smith's and Boddington's and Caffrey's, which used to make me feel very, very sophisticated, because it was from Ireland. And Worthington and stuff like that, but initially it was Foster's to begin with before moving on to spirits, to sort of, you know, create an atmosphere.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Let's get started on this dream pub of Ellis James. Two draft option, please, sir.
Okay, my draft options are, and you're going to hate me because they're so dull, but there's a strategy. Draft number one is London Pride. Okay. Draft number two, what is my golden rule whenever it comes to buying stuff?
Yours?
Yeah, my golden rule.
If it ain't £3,000, I ain't having it.
No. Yeah, it's that, or does it remind me of the Champions League?
My next one was going to be, have either Gallagher brothers interacted with it?
Has it got a nice coat?
Has it got a nice coat?
No, it's Amstel. Because you can drink lots of it because it's so weak and it doesn't taste of anything. So Grolsch is 4% like Amstel, but Grolsch has got quite a nice taste. And I find the blandness of Amstel quite reassuring.
We'll hand over to our lager expert,
it can't
Robin.
Mess you
thoughts?
Up.
I just think Amstel, when it warms up...
It doesn't taste
up,
of anything. It's brilliant.
It doesn't taste of anything when it's freezing cold. As soon as it gets room temperature, it tastes quite bad.
So but wouldn't that be true of most lagers?
Yes and no.
Yeah. Would you drink a can at room temperature?
No.
Yeah,
I have done.
So I went out twice a couple of weeks ago, and on the Thursday, we were in a place. It was a free bar, and people kept getting me 5% lagers, and then they got me a wine. And I'm a real lightweight. I fell asleep on the train and I missed my stop.
Oh wow!
And sort of woke up in a borough of London I never heard of, had to get a cab. It was a nightmare. Whereas a few days later, I went to watch the Swans play Luton Town. But in the pub we were in beforehand, it was Amstel. And I had quite a few pints of that, but I was able to do bedtime. I was able to engage with people and all that kind of stuff. Amstel sober, you see, that's the sort of... So that's my strategy. So in this dream pub, I need something that's not going to mess me up the next... I don't get very bad hangovers.
Do you do pissed bedtimes then?
No. I didn't the night I missed the train. No.
Right. But you're saying you can do bedtime after a few Amsters.
After a few Amsters, because it doesn't taste of anything and it doesn't do anything.
Daddy's stories were really weird.
So I either suffer from no hangover at all or like a nuclear hangover.
Right.
And so Amstel gives me no hangover at all, which is why I don't like craft beer, because it's a journey into the unknown.
Well, London Pride is. Not great. It's well kept. It's very nice. Yeah. I always find London Pride is sort of often not particularly well looked after, even though it's just as, you know, it's just as important to treat it well as any other, like, ale. But I just think some pubs treat it as like, oh, it's London Pride. We just sort of chuck it on. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean. Well, you once said all Fuller's pubs smell of gravy. And once you say that, you can't unthink it.
Yeah. It's like all French toilets smell the same.
Yeah.
Do they? How is that?
I think all toilets smell quite bad.
No, French public toilets have a different odour
to
British, good old-fashioned British public toilets. It's a really unique French smell.
I mean, gravy's a nice smell.
It is a nice smell, yeah.
Because Green King pubs always smell of sort of fish batter and vinegar.
They do.
And Wetherspoon's pubs smell of sort of burgers.
Mm. I remember once...
Which are all in their own place, nice smells.
I remember once being in a pub, I think in Bristol, and I'd just left university, and I thought, oh, God, these toilets smell just like the Eagle and Child toilets in Oxford, and I thought, I really need to move on.
Yeah.
Getting a Proustian rush.
It would have been the urinal kicks.
Yeah. Unique to the Eagle and Child.
London Pride as your draft number one, and Amstel Sober. Quite like that. I've not heard that before.
Yeah.
Don't mind that, so I've written that down. But next, can we have your first bottle and or can, please?
Right, okay. Well, the first bottle is... I am at my most fun when I'm being cheeky.
He is. He is, you know.
You are a cheeky
and
boy.
I could be so cheeky. I could be a really, really cheeky boy. And what makes Ellis James cheeky? I'll tell you. What makes Ellis James cheeky is Echo Falls Fruit Fusion Summer Berries. My God, I'm cheeky after a bottle of Echo Falls Fruit Fusion Summer Berries, Rosé 75 CL. I am the cheekiest boy on the train.
On the train.
I'll be cheeky in the buffet carriage. I'll be cheeky to the ticket collector. I'll be cheeky to people I don't know.
Really? Cheeky to strangers.
Yeah, and I'm not always in that mood, but when I am, watch out. I can be sexually provocative, Robin.
Quick question. Yes. Have you ever had Echo Falls Fruit Fusion Summer Berries? And if so, why and where?
Because I think I had it on a train because I was feeling cheeky. People found it baffling. But I was like, listen, I'm in this mood, so try and stop me.
Right.
And I like red wine, but unfortunately, I've inherited a kind of aggressive plaque. And so red wine stains my teeth within about 10 seconds. Oh. So if I don't want to have a sort of medieval mouth, I avoid red wine. I don't particularly like white wine. And rosé is a perfect middle ground.
Yeah, but Ellis, this isn't rosé.
Yes, it is. It's the rosé one I want.
I
went on the Sainsbury's website, John. Echo Falls Fruit Fusion Summer Berries Rosé, 75 CL.
Yeah, but it's...
It's available to... I could buy it right now.
Yeah, I know. But what I mean to say is that the rosé in that title is not doing much heavy lifting.
Right.
Because the Fruit Fusion Summer Berries range, from what I remember, is like a sort of cheap wine alcopop. It's basically squash with probably pure alcohol.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is that's not like a rosé.
Yeah, well, I'll drink anything. I don't give a shit.
No,
when
I know.
When I'm in this mood, Echo Falls, Ernest Gallo, the one in the net, if they do rosé, I don't know.
But I just want to check you're clear on what Echo Falls Fruit Fusion Summer Berries is.
I like... Okay, I'll try and be less specific. I like train rosé.
Okay.
I like train rosé in small bottles, and I like it to make me cheeky.
No,
that is the only... in the Dream Pub. I don't know what the scenario is.
I think we're
I'm on my own.
We're going to stick with Echo Falls Fruit Fusion Summer Berries. Rob, could you just look it up in your mind for me?
Oh, right, yeah.
I wasn't telling you to put your mind away.
Oh, right. Sorry, yeah. Echo
Falls
Fruit Fusion.
Fruit Fusion Summer Berries.
Jazz Fusion. Summer Berries. Rosé 75cl. Go on the...
Text it like someone's mum.
Yeah. It's very affordable.
Can I have a look at that now?
The clicks on.
Right.
Except cookies.
Alcohol mixed beverage is what it is.
Hang on, let's have a look.
It's carbon neutral, so you got that in your favour. That's good. I think you can tell the market it's aimed at. Only 73 calories per glass, but just as flavourful are Summer Berries Fruit Fusion 5.5%. Is a refreshing blend of summer strawberries, sweet raspberry flavours, and a touch of dark fruit.
Yep.
Perfect for enjoying over ice at barbecue. At barbecue.
Yeah.
Or a night in on the sofa.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not on a train.
Summer Berries, 5.5%, they're obviously not allowed to call it wine, is the ideal accompaniment to the moments you love. Which
and
is, I would imagine,
only 73 calories a glass, I can afford to be cheeky literally all day. I'll be cheeky all day on that stuff.
Just trying to see if Echo Falls does list it on their website.
Yeah. Hello.
Our old friend the cookie again in my mind. Wish my mind would just accept that I accept cookies.
He's putting his date of birth in.
Okay. Or you could have had orchard fruits. Ooh. At 9%.
Yeah.
Summer berries. Oh, there is a summer berries. Pairs perfectly with, what are we thinking? A strong Stilton.
Crisps.
Crisps. Are we thinking venison?
A Freddo.
No, Ellis, it pairs perfectly with a barbecue with your best girls.
Oh, yes.
I mean, what's troubling is no one actually says what it is. Anyway, I can...
Do you get on a busy train with loads of football fans going to a Swansea game and drink it?
I wouldn't drink rosé with the lads.
No.
I would drink rosé in a scenario where I felt comfortable being cheeky.
Yeah. It's real Beveragino stuff, isn't it?
Well, let's see what horrors await in your second choice. Ellis, what's your second bottle and or can?
A dry sparkling. It is a white wine, but it's called Chocoli, and it's from the Basque country. So I worked in the Basque country.
What are you? Hang on. Did someone just leave the room and then someone else come back in while I looked to my left?
Well, this is when I'm
you
not
worked in the Basque country.
Only for 2 days.
All right. Unbelievable.
Well, I worked in
the Basque country.
Well, I made a documentary and I was filming in the Basque country, but I didn't want to say that because I thought that would make me sound like a wanker.
You've been to the Basque country?
To interview people for a documentary I was making, so I had to get a working visa. There's no way you can describe that as not being work.
No.
I was paid to go there.
I
had to get a visa, and I interviewed people for what we did. We had a night out afterwards at the end, and I drank this, and I liked it. And it's my choice. It's not a cheeky choice. This is a somber
choice.
It's
quite an angry
choice.
Can you spell it, please?
Oh, yeah. T. X.
Didn't see that coming at all. That would have been 26th on my list of what's next.
T-T-X-A-C-O.
It's not a good word.
L-I. And there's a specific one. It's called... I don't know how I would pronounce this, but it's T-X-O-M-I-N. New word. E-X-T-O-N-I-Z. And it's a kind of Chocoli. And I really...
Did you get this drink from Star Trek?
No, it's a kind of sparkling white wine that is unique to the Basque region of northern Spain and southern France. So
have you looked it up in your mind?
Yeah, I've just got the Wikipedia page there.
Oh, so it's served in sort of like a Riesling-shaped glass.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know. Cans.
Chocoli
is how Chocoli. I was pronouncing it. Yeah.
Very dry white wine with high acidity and low alcohol content produced in the Spanish Basque country.
Yeah.
Chile is also a minor producer.
Yes, I didn't know about that.
That's quite exciting.
Yeah, it's really nice, and it's very bubbly. So I don't really know very much about wine.
No, but I've never heard of it. It's between 9.5% and 11.5%.
It does have tasting notes here. Nice, and yes, bubbly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and does it mention cheeky at all?
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
I know. I think
a whole
this is
subheading on the Wikipedia.
I think this is a little step up from the Echo Falls Fruit Fusion Summer Berries.
Yeah.
With its serving suggestion of a barbecue with your best girls. I think this is much more. This is. Oh, where did you get this from? Well, I was working in the Basque Country
for 2 days.
For 2 days. Yeah. Well, this. It's got. It's a mixture of Honda Ribi Zuri and Honda Ribi Belzer grapes. I quite like the idea of a Belzer grape. Yes, dear.
Absolutely.
Well, what are your thoughts?
Well, sounds nice.
Does sound nice. Yeah. Very good. So far in Ellis James's Dream Pub, we've got London Pride, we've got Amstel Sober, fan of that. We've got Echo Falls Fruit Fusion Summer Berries. I'm guessing we've got some in the fridge, some in a bucket with ice outside.
Yeah, yeah, sucks. Yeah, yeah. Yep. Some in my dressing gown.
Yeah.
Some on my pyjamas, yeah.
And Chocoli Chomin Extomits.
Yeah, Chocoli is the kind of, is the name of the wine, and then that's a brand name, I think.
Lovely stuff. Well, it's shaping up to be a pretty balanced affair.
There's not much of a Welsh influence here so far, is there?
That's coming later. Okay. I could have, for my draft, I could have chosen Brains.
I was expecting Brains.
But it gives me a bad headache.
Okay.
And I really like the taste of it, but I couldn't have an all day on. I mean, Brains SA is nicknamed locally Brains Skull Attack.
Mm.
But I did drink loads of it as a student because their Brains is a Cardiff brewery, so all the pubs in town used to sell Brains. So I drank a lot of that when I was sort of in my like late teens and early 20s. Doesn't really travel as far as West Wales.
Ellis is very sensitive to different brands of booze, aren't you? So Ellis will distinguish between lagers and bitters because they give them worse hangovers than other ones.
Really? So yeah, so there are some lagers and beers that, like Doombar doesn't give me hangover, so I could have 40 pints, and then the next day, do a life drawing class, and either way,
I mean, you can do a life drawing class hungover.
But you know, my shading would suffer, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Your cross hatching.
My cross hatching would suffer. You know, I'd be doing a sort of a very shaky arm, and so that doesn't give me a hangover. London Pride doesn't give me a hangover, neither does Amstel. Whereas, like the cloud, like Hoffmeister, not Hoffmeister, what's it called?
Blue Moon.
No, beginning with H. Cloudy. Hoegaarden. Crikey, Moses. Mm. Like a proper sort of call the police.
There's a madman around.
Well, what a delight it's been so far, and many more joys to come. But before we break to recharge our glasses, there's the small matter of the Moon Underwater Pub Quiz.
Okay, everybody, pens out, eyes down, it's time for the quiz. Played for Zimbabwe, but he was born in South Africa. I know Alaska is bigger, that wasn't the question. Put your phone away. Right, Michael Jackson's Funky Monkey had been deducted 5 points.
Thank you. Such a long jingle in a live environment. Thank you. Good. Welcome to the Moon Underwater Pub Quiz. And it's a special pub quiz today as we celebrate our 100th episode and our 100th quiz. Quizzes which have varied from fucking impossible, John Robbins, to completely stupid, John Robbins. Thanks as ever for all the support from our listeners for my quizzes. We all remember Idaho Potato Gate. Thanks to Alex McNutt, I think he's here today, for all his brilliant suggestions for pub quizzes. Is he here?
Hello.
And thanks to our brilliant guests. But tonight it's John and Ellis. It's Ellis and John. They go together like cans of lager. For nearly 10 years, they have been entertaining the nation on Radio X and BBC 5 Live with tales of friendship and shame. And to be honest, I haven't listened to it for a few years, but I'm sure it's still going really well. But but how well do they really...
You've been
texting in. But how well do they really know each other? In this week's quiz, I will be asking John how well he knows Ellis, and Ellis how well he knows John.
Ooh.
So, John, here are three questions for you about Ellis, and you've got time to think. We'll go through the answers in the second half. Question one, what was Ellis's first gig, musical gig, that he went to?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Question two, what is Ellis's favourite album?
It's cheeky.
depends how much Beveragino he's had. And question three, what is Ellis's favourite brand of anorak? Okay. Ellis, here are three questions for you about John. Question one, it's a two-part question. Queen embarked on a major tour of America at the beginning of 1977. At some of the gigs, they were supported by which Irish rock band? That's the first part of the question. And the second part is, do you know the significance of that question? Okay, have a think. Question two, John has a way with words, and even the most mundane situation can be transformed by one of his utterances. He once turned to me and said the immortal phrase, life is but a district of death. But what prompted this profoundly bleak reflection? Was it A, failing to get through to the final of So You Think You're Funny in 2005. B, cooking a Pizza Express oven pizza at home and realising he had forgotten to buy Pizza Express salad dressing. Or was it C, feeling a bit sad the day after a New Year's Eve party on January the 1st, 2003? There we go. Question three. During a live performance by our school band, the pretentiously named Koyaanisqatsi, John turned in a truly remarkable performance, wearing a torn, oversized Queen t-shirt and studded leather armband. He insisted that we all stop playing at one point so that he could play. He could play a Brian. Oh, no, it's fine. Ah! He could play a Brian May-esque delay guitar solo while smoking a cigarette, which one audience member described as technically interesting. He also insisted that we cover a Velvet Underground song. Can you name the song that we covered in our school band? Okay, we'll do the answers in part two.
Oh, it's a very good quiz. Very good quiz. We will be back in part two with more of Ellis James's Dream Pub. However, we have recorded some very special Behind the Cellar Door bonus content. So if you'd like to access that and also access Ellis James's Dream Pub Companion, do go to moonunderpod.com, click through to our Patreon link. And also, as a patron, you will get advance warning and ticket access to events just like this one. That could be you making that noise, couldn't it, Robin?
If
you
it is me, I didn't make
it. Yeah, it is you. So we will see you back in about 15, 20 minutes. We'll see you back in part two, but give it up for Ellis James!
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.